feel it burning. Welcome to episode 35 of Scale Your Charisma. This is the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video content and social media to scale our relationships in our business. Well, I wanna taste, let go of haste, blood in the water, oh, I will not hesitate, because well, I'm an animal, I'm on my belly full, I will not go to my grave with this inside of me. We're going to jump right in today, focusing on one main question. Is your company holding you back from winning more business? Specifically, let's discuss LinkedIn. So of course we use LinkedIn as a tool to build connections and the true spirit of social selling, which we talk an awful lot about on this podcast. So are you taking advantage of the platform to showcase yourself and the value that you can add? Or are you simply a shill for the company? So I'm being a little harsh, but think about the way in which you have the summary section of your LinkedIn profile set up. Are you emphasizing your own unique characteristics? Or do you lead the summary section with the company elevator pitch? I know that's an interesting question, and I see many examples of both. And if you really think about it, companies have entire websites dedicated to them and their products and services, content assets, emails, just volumes of information dedicated to the company. But my question is, what about you? You as an agent for the company. The social media tools and the social media platforms like LinkedIn are your chance to break through and shine as an individual. And why, you ask, what's so important? What's the nuance here, the difference? So we all know the market's moving very fast. It's highly competitive. And the best companies understand that their main competitive weapon is you. And that's true, because products and features can be copied, and there's always a feature war arms race. There's just consistent competition. But it's you and your passion and your commitment and your willingness to solve problems that can really be the key to success. How you approach selling your products and services, the position you take, you can make the difference. Because in this competitive world, some companies do clearly outdistance the competition. But for those that don't, you can hustle and close that gap and just out-hustle the rest. So now that we've focused on the why, the fact that you are the competitive weapon of the company these days and you are the differentiation, how? Specifically, it's just use the LinkedIn profile as a tool and advance your profile into the view of your prospects and customers and make it known. And that's similar to the way, of course, we talked about Harry a couple episodes ago, Harry Hayward, and how he artfully and craftily put his LinkedIn profile in front of me by using his dog. So that was check out a prior episode for that one in case you missed it. But he also leveraged the summary section to share compelling and personal information. So the first thing after the headline, and of course the picture and your current location and company, is the summary section. And that's a great way and a compelling way to share personal and professional information. So not only do you have a depth of experience in your market, in your industry, but if you like horses, or you used to play professional baseball, or you were in the military, or something so much as there's even one client I met at some point who wanted to be shot out of a cannon. And all of that personal information in context can really just make for interesting and meaningful conversations. So not only the way you write your summary section is important, and once again, really focusing on the personal side and the professional side of you, the individual. So lead with your information and not with company information. Another great strategy, and possibly a more advanced strategy, is to attach media, or specifically a video, to your profile and specifically in the summary section. So you can upload a video to YouTube and then share that video into your LinkedIn profile in the summary section. And that's very easy to do. And in fact, if you want to just check out how to build a YouTube channel and all the ways to leverage the YouTube channel, we have a guide. It's an easy guide. It's called The Formidable Guide to Building a YouTube Channel. And it's available over on my personal blog, the Publisher Parish website. And I'd love you to check it out. So go hit the site, or just, you know, send me an email for the download itself. So to wrap this up, you know, I you know, big fan of the Tim Ferriss podcast, and he was interviewing Kevin Kelly this week, who's one of the founders of Wired magazine. But they actually got into a conversation around Neil Gaiman, who is the author of the Graveyard Book, which, by the way, Tim Ferriss constantly recommends in his Audible commercial. And I definitely also endorse that book. In fact, I got my kids into listening to audiobooks instead of the trashy stuff on the radio, and they really enjoy it. So the Graveyard Book is a great place to start if you have kids in the car and you want to do something other than listen to, kind of very safe music. So anyway, what Neil Gaiman said, and this goes back to, in this competitive world we live in, and how you are the competitive advantage, and you truly and your passion and expertise can differentiate yourself. His quote applies to the freelance world, but I really feel it has a place in our current environment because of the way in which the economy and there are low transaction costs and low movement costs and switching costs these days. So there are three paths to success, right? You can be good at what you do, you can be easy to get along with, or you could deliver the work on time. So those are the three elements you need to succeed in freelance, and I also believe in sales. And the good news is he claims you only need two out of three of those. So if your product's not good, and you know specifically how do you rise above possibly a mediocre product, if you're easy to get along with, you know, deliver the work on time, and you're accountable and committed and passionate, you can supersede that shortcoming. So this two out of three rule I thought was an interesting way to kind of cap this discussion. But I really love to hear what your perspective is. Is your summary section, are you using it to your advantage to profile you as an individual with your strengths, illustrate your knowledge and expertise? Or do you literally have the company elevator pitch in that first paragraph where effectively you are seen as subservient to the organization? So love to hear what you have to say about this and some examples of the profiles. So as always, we greatly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes for sure. And please visit the website, my personal blog, publisherparish.fm, and sign up to get that YouTube asset that I mentioned and stay updated on all of our future activities. So as always, I hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal.